We're joined by the Hall of Famer, and that is number 20, Orlando Cepeda, the great first baseman of the Giants, Cardinals, and other teams, but one of the beloved Giants, a statue at AT&T Park. Orlando, how are you?
I'm fine, Brian. Great talking to you.
Yeah, I love having you on. I'm sorry we have to have you on under these conditions, but one of your former teammates has passed away, and I thought of you, and his name was Ollie Downtown Brown, and he was an outfielder in the 60s, but his nickname lives on, and he was a tremendous player, and I thought maybe you could give us some of your thoughts about Ollie Downtown Brown.
Yeah, Ollie Brown and Bobby Bonds, they came up together, 1965-1966, and Ollie Brown have the best arm I have seen in my career. Never see anybody like Ollie Brown. In those days, every team have proper guy who control the ball from the outfield. Johnny Carlson, Roberto Clemente, Felipe Lowe. So many guys, you know. But nobody like him.
Boy, do you have any throws that you can recall that he made that sort of stand out in your mind?
Yes, I do. We're playing in Philadelphia, and Johnny Carlson, a great runner, was a first base. And Ed Boucher, first baseman, hit a ball to the corner at 346 in, you know, Colimax Stadium. And I recall that Ollie threw him out easy in third base. That blew my mind because, like I say, you know, Willie Mays, Woody Kirkland, I mean, those people can throw, but nobody like Ollie Brown.
Wow. Orlando Cepeda with us talking about his former teammate, Ollie Brown, who just passed away. He was known as Ollie Downtown Brown, and the nickname came from Fresno, where he hit a lot of long home runs, but the park was situated where downtown was beyond the center field wall. So when he hit one, it went so far, they said he hit it downtown. How about that nickname? That's a pretty good nickname.
Yeah, downtown, great guy, great guy. You know, he was a pitcher at the beginning.
Really?
And because he has such a great arm, they put him in the outfield. And great guy, very talented, very, very talented.
Orlando, he was the number one pick of the San Diego Padres in 1969 when the Padres became a team. I guess the winter of 68, he was the number one pick.
I know, because you know, he was 6'3", 200 pounds, great-looking guy. Nice guy. The last time I saw him, he was a preacher.
Really?
He was, yeah, he preached at the church in San Diego.
Well, play for the Giants, the Phillies, the Padres, Milwaukee, Oakland. I saw Vida today, and he remembered him as a very quiet man. He was with Oakland for 1 year and Houston for 1 year. But there's a, you know, when you talk about the great outfielders for the Giants in the 60s, the name Ollie Downtown Brown comes up, and maybe it was the nickname, but the throwing arm people will never forget. And I guess you saw some of the great ones, Ferrillo and all of them, but to see a guy throw someone out from the corner in right field all the way to third base has got to be amazing.
Yeah, straight to third base. Straight line, you know, incredible. Incredible.
Wow.
And nobody, you know, people, because in those days, we take infield, remember?
Of course.
And then, so, the other team, every time we take infield, they didn't go inside just to watch Opie throw the ball from right field.
Wow.
I mean, what an arm, but you don't see that anymore.
Wow, very good. Boy, a nice recollection and a good man, a preacher, and a very quiet teammate. So it's a loss, but part of the Giant family, and I'm so happy you could come on to let everybody know about Ollie Brown and what kind of man he was. So I appreciate it.
anytime, anything for you. Always a pleasure, Marty. Always.
All right. Remember Ray Semprock?
Richard, yeah.
All right. I'm just going to test you. I'm just giving you one of, you know. we do that.
Sammy Taylor,
catcher. Catcher for the Cubs. Yeah. That's easy.
Don Nimmon.
Outfielder, Giants.
No, Don Nimmon, the catcher from the
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Bob Lennon.
Don Nimmon.
How about Carl Taylor? Go ahead. Carl Taylor.
Okay.
He could hit. How about Bob the Hawk Taylor? Remember him?
Who?
Bob the Hawk Taylor.
I don't remember him.
Milwaukee. Very good. I'm glad I got you on one of them.
Right, what's his name?
Bob the Hawk Taylor. He was an outfielder, I think.
Yes. 57-58.
That's correct. You're on it. We do this all the time, so I love having you on, and I appreciate it. I'll see you this week, I hope.
Okay, my friend.
All right, thank you. That's a great Hall of Famer, Orlando Cepeda. We go back and forth all the time with names. We can't stump each other. It doesn't happen. All right, more coming up. I'm glad we could remember Ollie Downtown Brown right here on the Sports Leader.